Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Alicia.
Hola, amigos. Yo soy Fernando. I'm Fernando.
Welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 3, Lesson 3, Casual Greetings in Mexican Spanish. In this lesson, you will learn how to greet someone informally using Spanish. In other words, what to say when you meet a friend or someone with whom you have a personal connection and there is no need to use any special formality in your language.
This conversation takes place at a school.
And it's between a student, Ashley, and her classmate, Alejandro. Ashley is using his nickname, Alex.
The speakers are friends, so they will use informal Spanish.
Let's listen to the conversation.
¿Qué tal, Alex?
Hola, Ashley.
¿Cómo estás?
Estoy bien. ¿Y tú?
Todo bien.
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
¿Qué tal, Alex?
Hola, Ashley.
¿Cómo estás?
Estoy bien. ¿Y tú?
Todo bien.
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
¿Qué tal, Alex?
What's up, Alex?
Hola, Ashley.
Hello, Ashley.
¿Cómo estás?
How are you?
Estoy bien. ¿Y tú?
I'm fine. And you?
Todo bien.
Everything's fine. So last time, we had a formal conversation, and this time we have an informal conversation. We talked a little bit about the two different formality levels in Spanish.
We did, but let's go into it a bit more. I think one of the most difficult things about the Spanish language is learning how to know when we should use the formal usted form and when we should use tú.
But isn't it pretty simple? If it's a stranger, use usted, and if it's a friend, use tú.
No. Unfortunately, it's not always that simple. Sometimes it's neither a friend nor a stranger, like a person in your company, for example.
Ah, someone with whom we don't have a personal relationship, but we've seen many times?
Exactly. You know, even within companies, there are people who talk to a supervisor using the relaxed form tú, and people who talk with the same supervisor using usted.
Even people of the same professional level?
Yes.
That does sound like it can get complicated.
Yes, it's a sensitive topic sometimes. That's why it's become common to use casual language in companies and a more horizontal hierarchy.
Interesting. Okay, and with that, let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we'll see is...
¿Qué?
What?
¿Qué? ¿Qué?
Next is...
¿Qué tal?
What's up?
¿Qué tal? ¿Qué tal?
The next word is...
Estar.
To be.
Estar. Estar.
Next is...
¿Cómo?
How?
¿Cómo? ¿Cómo?
Next.
Tú.
You. Informal.
Tú. Tú.
Next is.
Todo.
All. Everything.
Todo. Todo.
The next word is.
Bien.
Fine. Good.
Bien. Bien.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first phrase we'll look at is, ¿qué tal? This is a common greeting between friends.
Would you say it's kind of like, what's up?
Sure. ¿Qué tal, amigo?
What's up, my friend? Just as an extra, what are some other expressions Mexican people use when they greet friends?
Oh, we have too many. For example, we say, ¿qué onda? Or we say, ¿qué hubo? Or, ¿qué pasó? These are all casual greetings. They all basically mean, what's new or what's up?
Okay, now let's go to the next one.
Estoy bien. This translates as, I'm fine, and is the response Alejandro gives when Ashley asks, ¿cómo estás? How are you?
Basically, it's an alternative to the I'm fine we learned in the last lesson.
Right, which was, muy bien.
we actually had one more similar phrase at the end of the conversation.
All right. Todo bien.
Yes. What about that one?
Todo bien is another way of saying I'm doing good. It literally means everything's fine. It's a short and polite way to continue the conversation.
Okay, great. Can you repeat the two new ones we had in this lesson? Listeners, repeat after Fernando.
Estoy bien. Todo bien.
All right, let's move on to our grammar section. In this lesson, you'll learn how to greet someone in informal Spanish. This is in contrast to the formal version, which we learned last time. Fernando, what was the formal version?
¿Cómo está usted?
Right, the formal version of how are you? And the informal way is
¿Cómo estás? As you can see, an S was added to the está to make estás. This makes it informal. And usted was dropped.
So the main difference is in the verb?
Right. If you listen carefully, you'll hear the way a verb is said. And just by that, you will know if they're using formal or informal Spanish.
Listeners, please repeat both after Fernando. First, the formal version of how are you?
¿Cómo está usted?
And the informal version.
¿Cómo estás?
And, of course, the answer to those could be any of the phrases we have learned so far.
Muy bien. Estoy bien. Or, todo bien.
Great. Now, let's talk a little bit about the verb that we use in these how are you questions.
Okay. Is the verb estar?
It means to be. Now, there are two verbs in Spanish that mean to be.
Yes, the verbs ser and estar. We have seen both of them in our dialogue so far. Ser is for permanent characteristics, like where someone is from or nationality. Estar is for temporary conditions, like how are you feeling? That's why we use estar when asking how are you.
Okay, now let's practice some more. Listeners, Fernando is going to ask you how you're doing. Please respond.
¿Cómo estás?
If you said
Muy bien,
then good job.
Of course, you could have also say Estoy bien or even Todo bien.
Okay, listeners, now it's your turn to ask Fernando how he is. Please use the formal version. Ready?
Estoy bien.
Great. And now try asking the informal way.
Muy bien.
Excellent job. Can we hear those one more time, Fernando?
Sure. Formal version. ¿Cómo está usted? And informal version. ¿Cómo estás?
Okay. I think this covers all that we need to learn for this lesson. We highly recommend that you go to the lesson notes and review the grammar section because you'll find several examples using the verb to be that we went over.
We hope this will get you started with an easy, casual conversation.
See you next time, everybody.
Hasta la vista.
¿Qué tal, Alex?
Hola, Ashley.
¿Cómo estás?
Estoy bien. ¿Y tú?
Todo bien.